Welcome to the Daily Bolster. Each day, we welcome transformational executives to share their real-world experiences and practical advice about scaling yourself, your team, and your business.
Welcome to the Daily Bolster. I'm Matt Blumberg, co-founder and CEO of Bolster. And I'm here today with Jessica Wolf, who is the co-founder and CEO of SKYE, which is spelled S-K-Y-E. SKYE is a platform for accelerating professional goals with one-to-one coaching. Jessica, good to see you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
So the last time we spoke about how to pick a coach and interviewing coach candidates.
Sure.
And what I wanted to talk about today was actually when you interview people to join the team at SKYE, preferably senior people.
Sure.
Sort of what do you look for? How do you approach those interviews? And I know one of the things that that you said you do when we were talking before was that you do case studies with every interview. And that's a little different than some of the other things that other guests on the show have said to me. So I'd love to understand what that means. What does a case study look like? What are you looking for? How do you design them? How do you evaluate candidates against them?
Sure. So my co-founders and I met at Columbia Business School, which of course is all about the case study. And as we were embarking on this entrepreneurial journey together, we realized, you know, we hadn't hired anyone for our own businesses before. We'd only hired internally. And so we recognized that we might have some, you know, blind spots in hiring and costly potential mistakes. So we were trying to mitigate against, bias and asserting for cultural fit or whether you liked someone versus their actual skill set. So we decided to introduce case studies to all of our interviews. And this is not just for senior executives, for every person on the team. And they're very much dependent on your field. So for technical leaders, I think they almost always have a case study in which you have to do kind of a live, tech problem solving. So our CTO will lead that. But for product, we of course look at their portfolio, and then we actually have them, you know, work through a problem and problem solving. So we can assess their analytical skills, their ability to think and from both creatively and from that left brain too. So, and what else for go to market? We have sales leaders put together a plan of how they would approach outbound sales in their first 90 days. So there's a few different ways in which you can design a case study that really helps you understand how that person thinks and how they like to work and how they could contribute in that first 3 months.
So it's almost like an audition or an assignment, as opposed to like you giving them a specific case to read and react to it.
It's an assignment. Yeah. It can be live or you can have time to prepare before.
Which do you like better?
I always feel bad. So I like to give them time to prepare before because I think that's just, I know I would really struggle with a live case, but my co-founders do live cases. We just did one for our CSM role. And I thought it was really hard. They had to, in under 10 minutes, take a series of coaches, a series of leaders and match them based on key criterias and then create an onboarding plan in under 10 minutes. That's really fast.
That is pretty fast. And what do you give them feedback in the moment? Like they produce an onboarding plan in 10 minutes and do you tell them, do you challenge them on it? Do you ask them questions about it? Do you give them feedback or do you sort of say, well, thanks for the interview and we'll get back to you?
It depends. So our CTO, Gabe, gives feedback. He actually jumps in, will help solve a technical problem if a person's struggling. So we'll give them a few tips and see how they do with the extra support. I think our chief product officer at the end, he'll kind of say, hey, this is how we might have gone about it. So he does a review. I just say thank you. And then if that person wants to speak later in review, I'm happy to go through it with them. Yeah.
Have you ever gotten like a great idea out of one of those, but didn't end up hiring the person?
No, that's amazing. That would be really good.
You get a great idea and you're like, all right, that's my person.
That would have been, that I should look for that.
Yeah. All right. The art of the case study and interviews. Jessica Wolf from SKYE. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course.